The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
It was a weekend of to-ing and fro-ing from Dublin City Council when it came to the proposed renaming of Herzog Park in Rathgar, which eventually settled on the proposal being withdrawn over an administrative oversight. The council had come under increasing national and international pressure to rescind the renaming proposal regardless, and the change will not now go before Dublin City Council this evening. In a moment, we'll get reaction from Belfast, where Chaim Herzog, after whom the park is named, was born. But first, we're joined by Maurice Cohen, Chair of the Jewish Representative Council of Ireland. Maurice, good morning and welcome.
Good morning.
Now, what is your response to the latest development in this controversy?
Well, we're delighted that it has been postponed and taken off the table. I say postponed because it appears that it may come back again. But it is something that should never have come up, and I hope it never comes up again.
Now, do you have any sense of understanding as to why these councillors would have wanted to rename a park? I mean, there's another proposal as well for another area to be renamed. And we have over the years renamed a lot of streets and so on that dated from the Imperial British past with, the names of local Irish heroes. Do you have any understanding of their thinking?
Of course I do. But Chaim Herzog is a local Irish Jewish hero. And there are many streets that, of course, have not been named. And I don't believe there's any plan to rename all streets that are from the past. And I don't believe that naming of parks or streets, for that matter, should come into present day contentious politics.
Now, many people, the name Herzog would refer to a contemporary Herzog who's the son of Chaim Herzog, who also, that son, became president of Israel. But tell us something about the original man and who he was and what he had done.
Well, I'm not an expert on his life, but he was born in Belfast. He came down here with his father, who became chief rabbi of Ireland, and who was a friend of De Valera's and spoke Irish. And Chaim Herzog then lived his life, his early life, from the age of, I think, around 1 year old to the time he was 17 or 18, and he went to school in Wesley College. He then left and he joined the British Army, and he was one of the men that actually arrested Himmler. He freed many victims of the Holocaust from the camps, and then went on to Israel, where he was leader of the Labour Party, and he eventually became president.
So he had certainly an illustrious career, but in terms of his affinity with the emerging Irish state, as you say, his
Israeli
father was
state.
A pal of De Valera's.
Yeah. Irish state, yes.
They were part and parcel of what we are.
Yeah, absolutely, absolutely.
Now, the notion that doing something like this would be understood to be anti-Semitic, what do you say to that?
Well, absolutely, it is anti-Semitic. It's not a notion. It is interfering with our small community, the history that we have, and it's for the wrong reasons. There's absolutely no reason to rename it. The park, I think, I was in it yesterday. It's less than an acre. Though it is symbolic to the Jewish community, it is right next to the Jewish schools. And it is right in the centre of where most Jewish people live. And the reason it is anti-Semitic is because it is taking away one of the Irish Jewish heroes. And there is absolutely no reason to do it. We weren't consulted about this. And what's being said about Herzog is not based in reality. His public career was illustrious.
Do you know if there are any other Jewish people who had places named after them? I'm thinking of the Briscoe family, for instance, who had maybe streets or lanes or parks named after them. There was a Briscoe Park somewhere. Might that also...
That would be wonderful. That because also Robert Briscoe, Bobby Briscoe, as he was known, was a friend of De Valera's as well. And he was very, very involved in the founding of the state. So that would be wonderful too. But certainly it was mooted that that the name should be changed to that. But that is absolutely unacceptable to us.
Now, the idea that Chaim Herzog was a Zionist, do you see that in his thinking at the time, that he left as a very young man, that his thinking would be the emergence of the Irish state from its colonial past would be mirrored in a sense by Israel emerging from the colonial ruling of that area of the Middle East?
Yes, and there's lots of historical evidence where prior to the founding of the State of Israel, there were contacts with Irish politicians. And many of the Israelis, or the Jews at that time, used names that were taken from the Irish heroes. So absolutely.
Now, at the same time, what's going on today in Gaza and, you know, the fact that Israel itself has become almost an imperial power in terms of its attitude to Syria, to Lebanon, to Yemen, to Iran. It might run contrary to that early philosophy of finding a homeland for Jewish people in the Middle East.
I am not sure that you're using the correct term of Israel being an imperial power when it comes to those countries. Israel is defending itself and clear and simple.
So, you know, that's the question. The people are conflating what the Netanyahu government is doing with every Jewish person who lives in that country.
Well, many people, I am guessing around 80% of Israelis do not necessarily agree with their government. And that's fine. I'm not sure everybody agrees with our government over here either for what they do. But what Israel is often accused of is collective punishment. Now, it is collective punishment to look at Jews in Ireland and try and punish them for something that is happening thousands of miles away by another government. And I have to say that most Irish Jews, in fact, all Irish Jews, are only looking for peace in the Middle East and peace for the Palestinians and peace for the Jews and the Israelis.
Maurice Cohn, Chair of the Jewish Representative Council of Ireland. Maurice, thank you very much for joining us.
Thanks, Pat.
Well, there's been all sorts of international commentary on this issue, from the Office of the President of Israel to the Office of Republican Senator Lindsey Graham in the US. But I'm joined now by Maurice Kingston, DUP MLA for North Belfast. Good morning and welcome, Brian.
Yes, Brian Kingston it is.
Yeah, I use Maurice because I've been talking to Maurice Cohn.
Maurice was your last.
So, Brian, tell me what is the feeling in your area about all of this?
Yeah, well, I was appalled that this recommendation was brought forward by a Dublin City Council committee. I do think it's a disgraceful example of lack of tolerance. I do see it as part of a strong theme of anti-Israel and anti-Semitism in the Republic of Ireland. And we've seen that in a lot of public statements. Any country or city should take pride in people from there or associated with there who go on to achieve great things. I'm speaking to you this morning at Parliament Building, Stormont, and the main avenue up to the Parliament Buildings here is Massey Avenue, named after Massey, who from Northern Ireland, who went on to become Prime Minister of New Zealand and contributed to the First World War effort. So it's right that we honour people who achieve great things in the world stage. Chaim Herzog became the President of Israel and is rightly remembered. As you've mentioned, he was born in Belfast. His father lived briefly in Belfast around 1916 to 1918, and Isaac, he went on to become the first chief rabbi of the new Irish Free State from 1921 to 1936. And so Chaim then grew up and went on, as Maurice has explained, to have a distinguished career, both in the army, serving in the Second World War, and becoming the president of the State of Israel.
It was interesting that he was involved in the capture of Himmler. It was, you know, so clearly he had a key role to play in the Second World War effort against the Nazis. Now, what about his birthplace in Belfast? Is it marked?
Yes, well, this is an issue that I was previously on Belfast City Council, and indeed I had the honour of serving as Lord Mayor of Belfast, 1916-1917. And I regret that around that time, a blue plaque that had been erected on the house where Haim Herzog was born on Clifton Park Avenue was removed by the community group who now occupy that building. And at the time, they claimed there had been opposition from people in their area to it. It's mostly a nationalist area. But the decision was taken by the community group themselves, and I spoke out against that. I said that was a stain on Belfast, that again, we could not honour. We have many blue plaques honouring people who have achieved great things, where they were born or where they lived for a while. Now, and sadly, that blue plaque was never replaced. And again, I do see that as anti-Semitism. And it's a part of this process of trying to dictate, impose modern-day political views on events which happened in the past, and trying to remove, expunge things from the collective memory that do not suit the politics of some people.
Now, as I was explaining to Morris, you know, sometimes we do remove relics of the imperial past. For example, if you take Dublin City, virtually, if we hadn't done some renaming, it would sound like a city from Britain in the 19th century, where you'd have all of these names named after British lords or landlords or whatever, and it wouldn't reflect, I suppose, the Ireland of today. So we have renamed, not all by any means, probably only a small fraction of those names that hark back to that period. But there is a case sometimes for renaming, isn't there?
Well, I would be very cautious of that, because it is imposing a dominant political view and trying to rewrite history. You know, what you're describing there sounds like the denial.
No, but
of
we still have, for example, Fitzwilliam
of Dublin.
We have Fitzwilliam Square. We have Mountjoy Square. We have lots of names that hark back to, if you like, our history, and which still remain. But sometimes, to give, if you like this O'Connell Street, which used to be Sackville Street. So, you know, that's probably a welcome change. Kingsbridge Station is now Houston Station. Queenstown is now Cove. Do you know what I mean? There are cases where it is deemed appropriate to change the name, but not to deny that, you know, that history happened.
Yeah, well it is a decision which has consequence. You know, what is that saying about tolerance of the British identity, you know, and also the Protestant identity? And we saw that through in the recent presidential election, with the reaction to Heather Humphreys when her connection as someone from a Protestant background, as a Protestant, and her connections through her husband with the Orange Order, you know, and that became something which was created as a negative and criticised, and rather than being seen as part of a pluralist country where you have different identities, different cultural backgrounds. So there are questions to be asked about that. And as I've said in my statement that I sent to the Belfast Telegraph, it won't be lost on people that Dublin retains a statue to the Nazi collaborator Sean Russell, who, as an IRA chief in 1940, went to obtain guns from the German authorities and died in a U-boat on his return, and was buried at sea with full German naval honours, wrapped in a swastika flag. You know, but his statue remains in Fairview Park in Dublin, and we don't see the same move to remove that. And that was somebody who was supporting the Nazi regime, and which included the Holocaust, the murder of 6 million Jews, and many others.
So this attempt by the city council to rename the park, which has now been withdrawn on a technicality, I suppose, that all the I's had not been dotted and the T's crossed, and it may well surface again. It looks like a kind of a pragmatic decision to take this course, given the amount of international criticism and pressure.
Yeah, well, I understand the proposal came from Sinn Féin. We have... Unfortunately, we see this in Northern Ireland Assembly, Sinn Féin and People Before Profit trying to outdo each other in far left politics and in anti-Israel politics, anti-Semitism. And this proposal, it is, as your contributor said, it's a small park close to the Jewish school in an area where many Jewish families lived. It's a sign of acceptance of the Jewish identity and the contribution and the significant on international stage contribution of Haim Herzog and also his father as the first Jewish rabbi to the new state of Ireland at that time. It, of course, it should remain. To remove it would be a appalling sign of intolerance and political imposition of a narrow view. So the proposal should be buried and forgotten about. Mm. It is totally unnecessary and will cause deep offence.
Yeah. I mean, if you think about the residence of the US ambassador to Ireland, which is occupying pride of place in the Phoenix Park, the only embassy to be given such an honour, and there are historical reasons why that be the case. I mean, given the behaviour of the United States in supporting the destruction of Gaza, one might imagine that Sinn Féin might be lobbying or the councillors to have the ambassador move and pay rent somewhere else rather than enjoy the luxury of the Phoenix Park. But that's not happening because people don't stand up to the bully, do they? That is Donald Trump.
Well, again, you're getting into all sorts of political views here. Politics is not black and white. What happened on October 7th, 2023 by Hamas was the worst slaughter of Jews since the Holocaust. Israel has certainly gone hard after Hamas, and there has been a terrible loss of life in Gaza, and that is widely accepted. We now have a ceasefire. We now have moving towards a more positive future. And let us hope we have that is continues and that there is a long-term accommodation. But to just be anti-Israel and anti-Semitic, and then that's how to deny the existence of the state of Israel is to be anti-Semitic. So this cannot become the dominant political narrative because it is an attempt by a certain section of society to remove any opposing view. Herzog Park rightly honours a man who made a significant international contribution, and he should be remembered where he grew up.
Brian Kingston, DUP MLA for North Belfast, thank you very much for joining us. Now, lots of the comments coming in on this. The Israelis are killing children every day despite the ceasefire. That's why people want to take a stand, says one. Another one says, let's be frank, the proposal to change the name of Herzog Park at its core is anti-Semitic. It's quite outrageous that DCC even contemplated such a decision. Can we please not forget the fact that Israel is and continues to carry out genocide against the Palestinian people? The Herzog fiasco is a bit like texting your wife at lunchtime and telling her that you want a divorce and then come home for dinner as if nothing had happened. I do not think that the move to change the name of the park is anti-Semitic. I do, however, think that the name should not be changed. Please remind your interviewee, that's Morris, that it's a link to Israel, not religion. I didn't agree with the renaming of the park. However, it is not anti-Semitic. I don't agree at all with the renaming of the park. Since I believe that Israel has a right to exist, ergo, by very definition, I am a Zionist, but I'm Irish and I am not Jewish. And there's lots more. Those who voted for the proposal, by the way, would not say it's anti-Semitic, but it's kind of trying to parse why that park should be renamed. And it's interesting in what Brian Kingston said there about Sean Russell and his activities in Nazi Germany and his burial at sea wrapped in the swastika, and why such a statue should remain when a man who himself is dead and played no part in the current hostilities in Gaza or the West Bank should be kind of retrospectively sanctioned. And that's at the core of the debate. All right, time for this.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.